This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has named investment banker William Donaldson to succeed Harvey Pitt as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Donaldson is a Wall Street insider who served as chairman of the New York Stock Exchange from 1991 to 1995. He is co-founder of the investment firm Donaldson, Lufkin & Jenrette. His appointment is part of the Bush administration's efforts to reconfigure its economic team. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The nomination of William Donaldson to replace outgoing SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt continues what appears to be something of a trend on the part of the Bush administration, publicly floating a list of candidates for a position, only to choose none of them. However, the choice of Donaldson on closer examination may not be such a surprise. Donaldson received his undergraduate degree at Yale and got his master's in business administration at Harvard. His first job out of school was at the firm of G.H. Walker & Company, run by George Bush Sr.'s uncle, Herbert Walker. In accepting the nomination yesterday, Donaldson seemed to be serving notice that if confirmed by the Senate, he will vigorously go after those who run afoul of the nation's securities laws.
Let me just simply say that I am firmly committed to doing everything that I can do to restore the confidence of investors. There have clearly been numerous instances of serious malfeasance, which, if proven, we will continue and must continue to deal with swiftly.
Donaldson may seem like the consummate Wall Street insider, but the former Marine has also been outspoken. Shortly after taking over as head of the New York Stock Exchange in the early 1990s, he referred to the previous bull market of the 80s as a ribald party. He also once criticized his fellow Wall Streeters for hosting Park Avenue dinner parties, while, as he put it, the lines lengthened at soup kitchens. Donald Langvoort is a professor of securities law at Georgetown University. He thinks Donaldson may turn out to be just the kind of tough cop the SEC needs, though he says he will have to hit the ground running if he is to avoid the fate of his predecessor.
The question you have to ask is he going to make a statement that I am independent of where I came from, I am here to serve the investor interest? That statement is going to have to come loud and clear. I think what began Harvey Pitt's difficulties at the SEC, the last chairman, is he didn't make that claim loudly and clearly enough.
And there will be other potential pitfalls for Donaldson as well. The issue of funding for the SEC remains contentious. In announcing Donaldson's nomination, President Bush said he is proposing a near doubling of the SEC's budget for fiscal 2004. However, so far, the agency has yet to see any of that additional funding. And even as the administration made one crucial appointment yesterday, another key post remains unfilled. Stephen Friedman, the former head of Goldman Sachs, was said to be a shoo-in to replace Lawrence Lindsay as White House economic advisor. But the nomination has come under fire from conservative Republicans. Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth, a lobby that favors tax cuts. His group opposes the Friedman nomination, questioning his enthusiasm for tax cuts favored by the administration.
The deficiency of the last economics team was that they were not good salesmen for the president's product, and I'm not sure that Steve Friedman would be a good salesman either.
The White House has made it clear it expects Lindsay's replacement to be a strong backer of tax-cutting initiatives. Wall Street, for its part, is likely to support the nomination of Friedman, who is the former chairman of Goldman Sachs. New Jersey Senator John Corzine, who worked with Friedman at the brokerage, says he thinks he would be an ideal candidate for the job.
As you know, I know Mr. Friedman rather well. He was my boss for a number of years. He is a pragmatic, thoughtful individual. This isn't about people, this is about policy, and if we can have a real policy debate within the White House about the direction they're going to take, I think we'll be a lot better off.
As it finalizes its choices for its new economic team, the administration is said to be working on a package some say will include as much as $300 billion in additional tax cuts for businesses and individuals. As he was announcing the nomination of William Donaldson to head the SEC yesterday, President Bush acknowledged more needs to be done to shore up investor confidence, including putting in place reforms approved in the Congress under Sarbanes-Oxley, the legislation designed to crack down on corporate crime. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.